You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We left off in the middle of Mishnah Daled. The last line of Mishnah Daled, that's on page 5 in this booklet. The last line has a halacha that medume is potah menachala. So the Rash quotes the Gemara, and he explains what's going on. Rash quotes the Gemara in Nida, Daf Mem Zayin. Medume is like this. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's a din of Bitul Beroiv. Bitul Beroiv is if a Dvar Iser falls into a Dvar Heta, let's say Yovish be Yovish. A trefa salami gets mixed up with two kosher salamis. You don't know which is which. It means that they took off the wrapper. If the wrapper is still on, so this says kosher, this says trefa, you can't tell. So the din is that Chag B'Trei is bottle. So there's a Gemara has a din, or if let's say a little chazishmalt falls into a pot, so it's a bottle, either bottle beroy, or bottle b'shishi. But there's a din of bitul. There's a din of bitul isa v'hevda. Then there's a din of bitul. Gemara has a choris. If a davatami falls into a davatahar, so there's a din of bitul beroy, but tumah v'tara also. This week we were talking a little bit that there's no bitul on dinimonis. If I have, let's say, 5 nickels in my hand that belong to me, and you drop a nickel in, now I have 6 nickels, you don't say, this bottle drive, I can keep all the 6 nickels. I know, Levada, I owe you 5 cents. 5 cents is not mine, so I have to give it back. You can't pinpoint which is your nickel, but the bottom line, I know that I owe you 5 cents, I have to give you back. Sometimes you have things which are not bottle drive. So the Gemara has a Mishnah, have it in, that truma is only bottle be'echor meyo. Let's say if a little bit of yayin shal truma falls into a bottle of yayin shal chulin, so you wouldn't say that it's a bottle beroyv min atorah. You would say chad betray is bottle beroyv. Let's say yayin falls into yayin, min atorah is bottle chad betray. And the Gemara in Nido that the Rash quotes on Mishnah Dal, Gemara Nido Mem Zayin Mem Aleph, assumes so that a pashu that this sin is only chumer mid the rabban, that you have to have mayo. That if a little truma falls into chulin, it's not bottled beroyv min atorah, that you need mayo. This is a chiddush. Tosfos points out on that daf, and the Rash points it out. You see from the Gemara a chiddush that this din is only midirabon. If we wouldn't have had that line in the Gemara, we would have been misled to believe that it's a din deraisa, because the sifrei darshins it out from a pasuk. So we know that a lot of times there are drushes in the sifrei that are only asmachtos midirabon, but a lot of times they're real drushe gemurah. So the Sefer darshins out from a pasuk that the farmer has to take out 10% of everything as Maiser Rishon. Then the lady has to take out 10% of 10%, Maiser Mana Maiser, as Trumas Maiser. Maiser Mana Maiser, it's called Trumas Maiser. So Trumas Maiser has the exact same thing as Truma. We mentioned a few weeks ago the Mishnah in the Ilo, that if a person eats, in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of macholas asuras. So let's say a person eats a half a kazayis of chazer and half a kazayis of pigol. So then I'm mitzvah from zem zeh, machlo yisatanoim. We paskin against Rameya, any surah mitzvah from zem zeh. You have to eat a full kazayis of chazer or a full kazayis of pigol, one or the other. There's one time that Reb Shimon holds kosher on the malchus. If you eat less than a kazayis, also you get malchus. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We paskin have to have a kazayis. And if you eat a half a kazayis of one isa, half a kazayis of another isa, you're not loika. Only if you eat a kazayis of one isa. So the Mishnah has this mashal. A person is a zar, he's not a kohen, and he eats a kazayis that consists of 4 quarters. A quarter of a kazayis of truma gedol, a quarter of a kazayis of chala, a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim, a quarter of a kazayis of maisa mena maisa, of truma's maisa. So the Mishnah says that shem echa. All 4 are called truma. The bikurim is called truma, truma's yodecha, and the maisa mena maisa is called truma's maisa, and the chala is called truma. Everything is called truma. So it's all shem echa. And the shear is exactly the same. Shear is kizayis, so shear em shavim, and shmasem shavim, so it's mitztavim zem zed. So the pasuk says when the lady has to be mafresh, maisa mena maisa, it says, harim chemis migdusho mimenu. You have to take out the chelach hakodosh from the maisa rishon. Chelach hakodosh is going to be the trumas maisa. The maisa is chulin. It says, v'chalta mosa b'chol mokim, and Gemara has a drosha, afilu beveis akvaris. If the lady wants to, he can eat the maaser rishon in the cemetery because it's mutter to eat it betumah. Truma gedolah, you can't eat betumah, but you're tumah, you're the truma gedolah's tumah. You're not allowed to eat the Beis Hakvas. You're not allowed to eat anything in the Beis Hakvas. It's a bizayin amesim. Loig l'rosh chayrif I say, but the Gemara means if not for the loig l'rosh, there's no issur to eat ma'aser rishon b'tuma because it doesn't have kedusha. But we take out the chumas ma'aser, the ma'aser and ha'ma'aser, that's migdusho. Arivchem is migdusho mimenu. So the Sifrei has a drush on that. Shem nofu v'tocham v'katsho. The ma'aser rishon is 1/10 of all of the tefuah that the farmer has. And the ma'aser min ha'ma'aser is 1/10 of 1/10, so it's 1%. So it's 100. So if the 100th will fall back into the 99 units, it's already an asmachta. The pasuk is not talking about that. The farmer gives the levy 1/10. Then the levy takes that 1/10 of 1/10 and he gives it to the kohen as trumas ma'aser. So then the sifrei has a drasha. It's nigdu shani menu shem nafu l'tochem b'kacho. If the one unit of trumas ma'aser will fall back into the 99 units, then it will not be bottled because that's not enough. 99 to 1 is not enough. You have to have more than 99 to 1. So how much do you need? So there's a machlokes ha'tanaim. So one time in the Mishnah, so one time it says 99.5 to 1 is bottled. We paskin, no. 99 is not enough. So you have to have mayor. So we paskin that truma is betela b'mayor. If you have less than mayor, then it's called meduma. So one would have thought that this is a real droshik mur deraisa. Maybe the shami manush, enough of a tocha mekacho. That if the one unit of Truma Smaiser falls back into the 99 units, so it answers everything, because in order for Truma to be bottled, you need Echor Emeh, you need 100 units of Chulin against the one unit of Truma Gedorba. So the Gemara in Nida, Mem Zayin is Mefurish. That's what Tosis points out in Gemara. That's the only place in Shas. It's Mefurish. They're commenting on this Mishnah. So the Gemara is Mefurish at that bin of Meduma, that a Truma Gedorba falls into Chulin. You have to have mayo to be mevatla truma gedorla. That's only a din med rabbonim in Atar. It's not so. So the Mishnah has a chidush din. If I have chulin, I have flour of chulin, and a little bit of flour of truma fell in, and I only have 90 units of chulin against the one unit of truma, so it's not bottle. So I treat the whole thing as if everything is truma. Let's say the farmer has tons and tons of tvur. And he gives the kohen 2%. The hatkila, the proper thing is to give the kohen 2% of everything. Echad mechamishim, the Mishnah is that. If he wants to be a little cheap, he shouldn't give him less than 1 out of 16. If he wants to be very generous, it's enough if he gives him 1 out of 40. He doesn't have to give more than that. And Mida Beinan is, I'm Beinan, he give Echad mechamishim, give 2%. So let's say the farmer gives the kohen 2% of all the kohen makes flour out of it. And he bakes challah cake or cookies. So he has to eat it with tahara, with dusha with tahara. His wife can't eat it when she didn't go to mikveh. The children can't eat it if they'll be tummy. It's truma. It's truma dikke bread, truma dikke cookies. So you have to eat it with dusha with tahara. So let's say the farmer takes that flour, he gives it to the kohen. He gives 2% to the kohen. Then the kohen bakes a cake. Is the kohen mukhiv to be mafresh challah from the cake, from the bread? So the Mishnah says no. You're only mechuyev to be mafresh. Challah has a din of truma to it. That's what we had. If you eat a kazayis, a quarter kazayis of challah, a quarter kazayis bikurim, a quarter kazayis truma gedol, a quarter kazayis ma'is mana ma'ise, it's all mitzvah from yachad, because it's all shem echad. It has to be from the same shavim and shirem shavim. So it's all shem echad of truma. So if the kohen takes the flour, he took grain and he grinds it up, the grain was truma. The farmer gave the kohen 2% of everything was truma. The kohen grinds it up, he makes flour. The flour is still truma. Then he makes bread, challah, a cake or cookies out of it. So he doesn't have to be mafresh challah from the truma. It already is truma. The pasuk says you should take challah is called truma. You should take truma from the dough. But if the whole dough is truma, so you don't have to be mafresh truma on truma. So now the Mishnah goes one step, that's self understood. So the Mishnah assumes that you know that. The last line of Mishnah Dalet has an added chiddush. If you have truma, gedoyla fell into 90 units of chulin, 95 units of chulin, and 99 units of chulin, and the din is that it's not batel. So I treat the whole taruvis as if it's all truma, and just like if it would have actually been truma, if the farmer gave 2% of all the tvuah to the kohen, and he made flour out of it, and then he baked challah, he baked cake and cookies, you don't have to be mafresh challah from truma, because the whole thing is truma. It's not sure to make truma out of truma. So even if the whole thing is not truma, a little bit of it, 1%, of it is truma, and it's a tarubis, and it's not batal. That's what we call meduma, and it's all mixed in together. So the whole thing is also patam and achala. So the Gemara says in Nida, why should it be patam and achala? But min ha-toyre, the truma is batal achad betray. It's only a din midrabban. Min ha-toyre, there is no truma, period. Because the truma became batal achad betray. Gone and forgotten. So what do you mean that meduma is patam and achala? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah goes, the Mishnah was written by the Tanoim. Tanoim didn't live in the Bais Rishon. The Bais Rishon, Chala was a din d'oraisa in Eretz Yisrael. And Bizman Hazeh, we mentioned the Gemara in Ksubis has a machloikas on Daf Chav Chei, where the Chala Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael is d'oraisa the Rabban. Chala is chutz lots for sure, don't mean the Rabban. Chala is Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh is a machloikas. And we assume, like the Maskonas of Gemara, the Chala Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabban. So the Gemara says, that's the Hechreach, the Pshat, and the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes, the Chala Bizman Hazeh, that the whole Chiyab Chala is only in the Rabbanon. So on the level of the Rabbanon, the whole Meduma, the 91 units that you have, 90 units of Chulan, the one unit of Truman, it's all mixed in together. And I tell you, the whole thing is Chulan, because the Truman is bottled with Roif Chad Betray. But in the Rabbanon, the thing is that you need Mayo, you need 100 units of Chulan to be in the bottled Truman. You only have 90 units, you have 99 units, it's not bottled. So I treat the whole 99 units as if it's all Truman. And there's no hafrashas chala on truma, it already is truma. So the Rash quotes the Gemara in Nida that this whole din is only midirabbanan. It's clear from the Gemara this whole din that you need meyah is only midirabbanan. So the Mishnah only makes sense that meduma is patam and achala. If you assume that chala is manazan, Eretz Yisrael is only midirabbanan. It's a pella in the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Chafei when they had the machlokes. Where the Chalav is manazeh is the Reis the Rabbanon. They should have quoted this Mishnah. The Gemara in Nida says that in this Mishnah is Mukach. The Chalav is manazeh is only the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a din that Orlon Kloya Kerem also is a Chumr the Rabbanon, that it's not Bakul Chad Betray. Let's say you have, I planted grape vines and the grapes grew and I made wine, so the wine is the Orla wine the first 3 years. If anything grows, it could well be nothing will grow, but if things grow the first 3 years, that's going to be Orla. Or if I have Kalaya Kerem, I planted the vines right near Tvuas, so he's supposed to have a fence in between. If the fence fell down, and he doesn't put back the fence, everything becomes Kalaya Kerem, whatever is near each other becomes Kalaya Kerem. So Kalaya Kerem is also Banoa, and Orla is also Banoa. So the Gemara and the Mishnais have that oil on Kloya Kerem to be buckled, you need Masai. It's not enough, even if you have 199 units of Heter against one unit of Issa, you have to have 200 units of Heter against the one unit of Issa. Why is that so? So Rashi and the Gemara, every so often we'll quote from the Sifrei. Because Truma Gedoyle is also Bachila, but it's Muta Bahano. Truma is on, not all Isuri Achila are also Bahano. The Gemara has the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. The Mishnah discusses which macholas asuras are rasa bano, which macholas asuras are muta bano. What's it doing in Kiddushin? Because if the man is mekadesh and isha, the shalakes, a man gives a girl a cup of tea, he gives her a tape recorder, he gives her a pair of glasses, he gives her a loudspeaker or something. So if it's shalak pruta, then it's good for Kiddushin. If it's isuri ano, alpidin, it's not called shalak pruta, because rasa bano, it's not shalak anything. So the Mishnah has to list off which macholos, which things are asubano. Avodizara is asubano, it's not macholos asuras. Hegdish is asubano. The Mishnah gives a whole list. Yainesach is asubano. So the Mishnah gives you a whole list, which macholos asuras are mutabano, which are asubano. The Gemara in the second parak in Pesachim has a machlokes hatanai, whether chom is bepesach is asubano, whether basa b'chalav is asubano, it's not muskan. The Gemara goes through all the psukim in the second parak of Pesachim. The Gemara quotes all the psukim, all the drushes. How do you determine whether something is asubano and when is it mutabano? The Gemara Chulin has the end of Kol HaBasa. How do you decide whether basa b'chalav is asubano? Everything is a discussion. So that we pass on the halacha that truma is asubachila for a zar, for an ankain by mutabano. Let's say there's a sack of truma. There's a big sack of tvue that the farmer took out 2% to give to the guy. He has 100 sacks of tvue, and he designates 2 out of 100, the 2% to give to the guy. And I'm not a coin. I want to sit down, but there's no chair. I don't want to sit on the floor, so I put the 2 sacks one on top of the other. It's not right to sit on top of food. But the oichlim is all wrapped up in a sack, and nothing is going to happen. It's not going to get dirty. So we say that truma is mutabano for a zar. It's only asa b'achila, but it's mutabano for a zar. So truma is also b'achiv muta b'hano. So you need meyo to be mevapel it. We darshan with the pasuk is migdash and menom nafal l'tocha mekatcho. If the one unit falls into the 99 units, it rases everything. Mekatcho means that it rases it. So our local akerem, the sifrei says b'toch shekof al yisura. Since it's not only also b'achiv, it's also also b'hano. Therefore kof al ali yosam. Therefore we machmir that you have to have masai. In truma you need meyo. In our Klakam, you need Masan. So the way Taisus pointed out, the way the Rash points out, this Gemara Nida Dachnem Zayin, that this whole din is only Midirabbanon, the whole of the basic din of Meduna, that Truma needs Meir to be Mivatl. The whole din is only Midirabbanon. So the secondary din is also only going to be Midirabbanon. That our Klakam needs Masayin. You're doubling the sheer Bittl because the Torah doubled the Yisr. Our Klakam is a double Yisr. It's also Bachiva and also Bahanoa. Twice as chomer as truma. Truma is only asabachil and mutavano. Or like pakam is asabachil and asabano. So kof of aliyasa. So we multiply by two. We double the sheer bittul. So you need masan. So the achreinim I bothered with the kasha. The gemara in Pesachim has a discussion whether chom is b'pesach is b'mashehu anav. So machlek is in the gemara. Rabbi Natam and the shilkas hold the maskana. The chom is b'pesach is not b'mashehu. And Shulchan Aruch they call it. Sometimes you have a big shas of chak. So Yishevim Mitzarf, the Rabbein Tamid, the Shiltas, they had the gears in the Gemara that Lefiyam Maskana. We don't accept that if Pinchas Chametz is not b'mashu. So we paskin Chametz b'Pesach. Chametz that got mixed in on Pesach is b'mashu. And what if you hold like Rabbein Tam, the Chametz is not b'mashu? What do you need? So you need shishim. So the Achreinim ask Kakasha, why don't you need Masayim? Why didn't it become shishim? We pass Chametz b'Pesach is also banor. So you should say since it's a double is twice as chomer as truma. To be the same as Arlan Klai Akerem. Since it's twice as aser as truma. Truma is on the aser b'achila muta banor. You need meyo. So Arlan Klai Akerem is aser b'achila aser banor. So you should need masayim. So why don't you need masayim? Make Chametz b'Pesach.
Then you'd have to say the
Pasuk
B'chol should be
120.
The Pasuk B'chol is also Israel.
Also,
but no,
so it should be Masayim.
Or 120. If the regular is also, if regular has to be
60,
so
Pasuk B'chol
should be 120.
Okay, either
120.
So that's what they said. Why did the Tanaim Zetzuchan on the Arlan Klai Karen that's Messiah? What they pick out? There's a whole list of Yisuri Hanah. They picked that only Arlan Klai Karen that should be Messiah. Twice as Chomer as Truma. Why should say 120? Why they say Messiah?
Who doubles it? Is that the Rabbanan who doubles it?
It has to be Midirabban. It can't be Minatur because the whole din of Truma itself is only Midirabban. So that's the Rashi's Gemara and Nida.
So how can we make a Gezerah and a Gezerah? 160 is only. Is only Midirabbanan because it's really Rov. So Rabbanan make 1 in 60, right?
Okay.
And now if we double that, that's so I wouldn't make a Gezerah Gezerah.
But they did make the Gezerah and the Gezerah. It's Akasham with Akasham of Amai, but they did. Arlan Klai Akerem is Masayim. You do need 200. So they took Truma, they said Truma is Meir, they made an Asmachta, Truma is Meir. Then they said Arlan Klai Akerem is twice as Chomer as Truma. So there, if you multiply 100 by 2, you get up with 200. Why they make 200? Why only Arlan Klai Akerem? Why not Basu B'Cholov? Why not Chomer B'Pesach? Why not other things? Why they only pick on that Yisuri Hanoh? There's all this to be Yisuri Hanoh.
What is another
okay, so there must be some answer. Okay. No, but the Gemara has a machloikas, but the Chomer B'Pesach is B'mashu, or not B'mashu. So if it's B'mashu, there's more Chomer than Arlan Klai Akerem. Arlan Klai Akerem at least is bottled the Masai. You have 200 units of Heter against 1 unit of Arlan Klai Akerem is bottled. But Chomer B'Pesach is Mashu, it doesn't even help. If you have 500, if you have 1,000 units, it's not going to be bottled. But the Shaila was, if you all like the Rabbein Tam and the Shiltas, the other opinion in the Gemara, the Chomer B'Pesach is not B'Mashu, so what is the Shir? So the Gemara says the Shir is Shishim. So why is the Shir Shishim? It should be Masayim, 120. So it's a good Tekasha. That's a problem, that's a good Tekasha.
Yeah, just. Yushami is learning that the Tume is mashlim the Shir, Metetchalik, right?
Then what?
The Tume that falls in is mashlim the Shir.
The Rash over here quotes such a Yushami, right? The Rash says that the Mishnah that says that Meduma, if one unit of Truma fell into 99 units of Chulin, and the din is Min Derabbanan, then it's not Bakul. So Min Derabbanan, I treat the whole thing as if everything is Truma. So if the Koyan has this Meduma, and he's going to bake challah, so he's going to, so the Koyan is allowed to eat Meduma. A non-Koyan is not allowed to eat Truma. So a non-Koyan is not allowed to eat Meduma. But the Koyan has the Meduma, so he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat Truma, he can eat Meduma. But let's say the Koyan has this Meduma, and is going to make a chalas out of it. So the Rash quotes a Yerushalmi, the only time the Mishnah says that the Meduma is potam and achala is if he needs the amount of Truma that fell in to be mitztarif to the Shia. Let's say one unit of Truma fell into 99 units of Chulin, and then I take out exactly the Shia chala of flour to make dough. So if I take out exactly the Shia challah, so 1% of it is already Truma. Min HaTorah, the 1% Truma is already Batul Mevutul, because it's Batul Chad B'Trei. Batul Chad B'Trei, so Isa Nefach Liyos Hefer. So there is no Truma. But when the Rabbanim be treated as if Kozman, you don't have Meya, you only have 99 units of Chulin, you don't have 100 units of Chulin against this. So I treat the whole thing as if everything is Truma. So if everything is Truma, then the Mishnah says that it's Patah from Afrasha's Truma. So Rishami says, wait a minute, everything is Truma. No, that's not what it means. The Mishnah only means to say that the Truma that got mixed in doesn't lose its identity. It retains the status of Truma. So the Truma cannot be mitzarif. The 1% cannot be mitzarif with the 99% that's chayv and chal. But let's say the fellow takes 10 pounds of flour. 10 pounds of flour for sure is chayv and chal. He takes 10 pounds of flour, and 1% of that, 1 or 2% of that is Truma that got mixed in. But the chulin is, it remains chulin. The din on, and the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi claims, the din in the Mishnah only is that the Truma shefo, despite the fact that Menatoyva, the Truma lost its identity, its bottle derived, it's no longer Truma. The Rabban and I say you need Meyah, so I say, Kovman, you don't have Meyah of chulin against the one unit of Truma, the Truma still retains its identity, and Truma is not Chayim Chal. But if you have 10 pounds of flour, so even if 1 or 2% of it is Truma, but the 98% is Chayim Chal. So you'll have to be Mafresh Chal because of the 98%. That's what the Rash quotes from the Yerushalmi. Here on this side, they have in the Likutim, Mar Mikandis and Mahreim, so they all ask. This Yerushalmi is very difficult. It's against the Mishnah later, and Perigim on Mishnah basis. Kamad Beferish, not so. And the simple reading of the Mishnah is not like that in Yerushalmi. But the Rash doesn't raise the issue. The Rash quotes the Yerushalmi. When the Mishnah says Meduma is Pata, it doesn't mean the whole Meduma is Pata. It means the Truma Shefo retains the status of Truma, and it's not Mitztarif L'chayiv, even though Menatar it lost its identity. It's not Truma. The Rabbanan still retains the identity of Truma, and the Truma cannot be Mitztarif to the Shia Chal.
Perhaps one can say that Bittul cannot make a Chiyiv Eser. Bittul can be Mevatel and Misa, but you want to make you Chayiv and Chal to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Sasei. Bittul can't be Mechayiv on a Mitzvah Sasei. Bittul is a vod in Isa. It's not a vod in making a chiyuv eser. Maybe you could say that, Shabbat.
There is such a machlokes. There is a major machlokes of Rishonim. When you say bittul beroiv, they only say an isa becomes bittul beroiv and it loses its identity in the conglomerate. You say hefta becomes bittul beroiv. Let's say I have chopped meat and 90% of all the chopped meat is kosher, and 10% is fakir. Is that 90% of the meat is nevela, and 10% of the meat is shchuta? And I chop all the meat together, and it's all blended in together. So would you say? And now I eat a kazayas of the meat, exactly a kazayas. So do you say, well, only 9/10 of the kazayas is nevela, and 1/10 is heter? So you don't get malchus. You don't get Malkus. So he's saying, no. The Heta became Bapu Beroiv into the Yisr, and the Heta Nebuchadnezzar Lias Yisr. Bittul Beroiv doesn't only accomplish that the Miut loses its identity, the Roiv forces its status on the Miut, and the Miut is Nebuchadnezzar Lias like the Roiv. So that's an Achleikus Rashi in Taisus. There's a Sefer Minchas Koyin But one of the early Rachmanim, the Prima Gordon, quotes it all the time. So one third of the Sefer is about Tam Kikar, about Taruk, is one third of the Sefer, is about Amir Vilanoch, and one third of the Sefer is about Ben Hashmashos. So that's the Minchas Kohen. So in this third of the Sefer that's on Tarubis, he has the Shaila. What's the din if you have a Roiv of Isser, you have all mixed in together, 90% Isser and 10% Heter, and it's all chopped in together, and you have meatballs, you have a meatloaf like that. And the fella eats a Kazayas, exactly a Kazayas. So do you say that the 10% Heter is Bakul Roiv of the 90% Isser, and I treat the whole thing as if it's Isser, so I ate all Kazayas of Trefus? What he's saying, no. Bittul Barayv only means the meal loses its identity when it's Bakul Barayv. Barayv doesn't accomplish to give a new status to the meal. So the Prima Gordon points out that's a machleg, it's Rashi and Tosfos, and Zvachim Daf Ein Chetz. The famous machleg is Rashi and Tosfos. The words sound like they imply, that's not what the words mean in the context of the Gemara. In the context of the Shem, that's not what the words mean. Sounds like it, but that's not what it means, though. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says if you eat a kazayis minat harubis, you'll be loike, because roiv bitul b'roiv accomplishes that the roiv gives its status to the meal. And Tosfos disagrees. Who ever heard such a thing? That's ridiculous. Tosfos gets upset about it. How can it be? How can you give malchus? He only ate 9/10 of the kazayis of treifus. 1/10 was heter. That's exactly the machlokes. That's the famous truva in the Einig Yontif. He has this shaila. But the Einig Yontif was before the Second World War. This shaila was Rashi and Tosfos on machlokes. Yontif has the shaila. You have strings for tzitzis have to have tzvi lishma. So I have 100 strings that have tzvi lishma. You can use them for tzitzis. And then two strings got mixed in that are made exactly the same, but were made by a nochri. So they were never made tzvi lishma. So when you say bittul b'roiv, chad betray bakul. So you can use have 102 strings. So 100 strings that have tefillah lishma, two strings that have tefillah lishma. So do you say that the miut takes on the properties of the roiv? So you can use any of the strings you want because they all have the status of bittul b'roiv. But you say no. Bittul b'roiv accomplishes that the miut loses its identity, but it doesn't take on the properties of the roiv. But the same shaila you have shmurah matzah. And you have all kosher the pace of digger matzah. If you have chametz and matzah mixed in, so chametz is the mashav. But you don't have chametz and matzah. You have matzah with shmura matzah. So you want to know, and I have 10 shmura matzah and 1 pshuta. And they got mixed up. I can't tell which is which. I can't identify which is the shmura matzah, which is the pshuta. So do you say it's bottle chad betray? So you can eat whatever you want because the meal takes on the properties of the roiv. But he's saying, no, meal doesn't take on the properties of the roiv. The meal loses its identity and the roiv, but it doesn't take on new dinim. So that's for that you say, that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And they apply it to chiyuvim also. Yeah, but here it's a different story. Here it's not the same. When the truma falls into the 1% of truma, you have to have 100 units, has to be less than 1%. If you have 1% of truma and 99% of chulin, so that's not enough to be mevakalik. Enough of a tochem mekatsho as mikdash and mem. If one unit of truma falls into 99 units of chulin, so it's not mevakalik. But minatoyre it is mevakalik. So minatoyre it's no longer truma. No longer truma is eis and nefach li is hetas. So it becomes chulin the sukkana. So once it becomes chulin, then it should be chay mechala. You'll be right in the following case. Let's say I have dough. And I was mafresh challah from it. So once you're mafresh challah, so nothing is tevel anymore. So the rest of the dough is chulin misukonim. So then I have a little batch of dough that doesn't have the shear challah. So I take some of this dough that already was gemaisen. I already took out challah from this. I take some of this and I mix it into this. And the roiv of the second batch of dough is tevel. Should be tevel. I don't have a shear. The roiv of it was not, I didn't take out any challah. And then I take a meal from this batch of dough that I already took out challah. I knead everything together, I mix it all together, and it's only a meal, so I should really say the meal is both of the roiv. So do you say the meal takes on the properties of the roiv and it becomes mechuyiv and challah? Or do you say, no, how can it become mechuyiv and challah? It doesn't take on the properties of the roiv. It's no longer tevel. It can't become tevel. It's already gemaisa. It can't become tevel. So there you would have, that would be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. In that case, do you say bittul b'roiv, that the meal takes on the properties of the roiv, and it's even mitzarf l'chai v'chalav. Here, for sure it should become mechuyim and chalav. I should have said, that the truma is bottled by raiv. I mean, the rabbanon is not bottled until you have mail, but in a Torah, the truma should be bottled by raiv. Ois truma, so the ois truma loses its identity, so the mail should become mukhayib and chal.
Why not? No, the Rambam, the Gemara said the Bnei Keturah, Avram Avinu was mechuyev to be malus on Yitzchak with
Kedushas Yisrael. That's a mila. That's mashlam the Kedushas Yisrael. Then the Gemara learns that from Psukim that Avram Avinu had Goyisha children. Yitzchak was the only one who was Jewish. The others were not Jewish. They had Yishmael, wasn't Jewish, and the Bnei Keturah were not Jewish. And the Gemara says, despite the fact that the Bnei Keturah were not Jewish, since they were the children, they were biological children of Avram Avinu, he is mechuyev to be mal the Bnei Keturah. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam has a mechudish de kapshat and the Gemara, not by Rashi. Not only those children of Keturah, I think there were six, not only the six children of Keturah, the original Bnei Keturah, but Dairi Dairis, all the generations, all the descendants of those Bnei Keturah, the Dairi Dairis, Ben Achaben, they're all Chai the Mila of his manazem. Yes, how can it be? But they're Goyim. How can it be that they're Mechuyev and Mila? That's the Rambam sheet. So the question, the Rambam says, therefore, all the Arabs in the world are Mechuyev to observe Bris Mila. Because we don't know who's who. Maybe this Arab happens to be a descendant from the Bnei Keturah. So the Achrayim asks Kakasha, why don't you go Basar Raif? It's not Bikul B'Raif. Why don't you go Basar Raif to say, are you one of the Bnei Keturah? The Reuben, the odds are 1,000 to 1 that he's not from the Bnei Keturah. How likely is it that he's Ben Achaben all the way back to Avram Avinu to the Bnei Keturah? The odds are probably 1,000,000 to 1 that he's some of the Arabs. The odds are probably millions to one that he's not from the Bnei Keturah. So the Rambam holds that you don't go basarot, achirat, you don't go basarot. But he says, all the Arabs are mechuyev to perform res mila, but if they don't perform it, even though when a nochri doesn't observe one of the shevet mitzvahs v'dinoyah, he deserves oynesh misa, azaras and zuyim misosam. And the Rambam holds, not only if they violate an avera from the shevet mitzvahs v'dinoyah, even if they fail to fulfill the mitzvah, let's say they don't do dinim. They see that someone is a ganef, someone's a retzech, and they don't punish him. So the Rambam says that's why the whole city of Bnei Shechem deserved the Noinish, because they saw that Shechem attacked Dina, he raped Dina, and no one did anything about it. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dina. They're supposed to punish him for violating the halachas. So the Rambam says if a Ben Noach, not only if he violates, if he eats a menachai, or if he does gezel, not only is the chayimus, if he violates an avera, but the shevet mitzvah is benenach, if he fails to fulfill the mitzvah, and the Shabbat Mitzvah Zechid, Azaras and Zuyim Misos, also Chayimuth. The Rambam says that all the Arabs today, they're all Mechiv to fulfill Mila, you don't go Basarai. Maybe he's a descendant, the odds are millions to one, that he's not from the Bnei Keturah. Maybe he is from the Bnei Keturah. But you can't give him the death penalty because the Rav is that he's not Mechiv. The Rav is that he's not Mechiv. So that's the Shabbat. Why did the Rambam not assume that you go Basarai? That's not really Bittul Berai, that's Azlina Basarulah. Why doesn't the Rambam say Azlina Basaruba by Bnei Nech?
Some Achayim say.
That's what the Pima Gadim says, that maybe Acharam Lahatas only applies to Eden, doesn't apply to Nochim, Sachinish.
What is Dovashim
Aminion? Dovashim Aminion is not bottle. What people are not bottle in the Rabbanim. Dovashim Aminion is not bottle is in the Rabbanim. Yeah, but you don't need Bittul Berobam here, just say Azlina Basaruba. The odds are 1,000,000 to 1 that any given Nochri, any given Arab is not a descendant from the
Does it make two? Right,
so that's a shadow, that would be a shadow. But Bittul Berayv. Right, the Prim Gordon talks about that. Is a Nochri, would a Nochri be allowed to eat a piece of flesh? If you have a Tarubas, I know that a piece of flesh was Zayv Menachai, Basim Menachai, was cut off from the animal while it was still alive. It got mixed in with other pieces of the flesh. Would you say Bittul Berayv, or would you say Azina Basaruba by Bidenai? So he says, possibly based on this Rambam, that the Rambam says that you don't. Okay.
What are the other Achrayim saying?
The Prim Gadol just thinks that the Rambam holds, you know,
like
a Basarot.
It's like
Chiddush.
Like Tzvi said, that by the mitzvahs, you don't say Basarot, part of the mitzvah.
But you always do.
Part of the mitzvah.
Yeah. Let's say this machlekes hatanayim. So you go basarot. The paskin that you're not the machlekes hatanayim. What they put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we go basarot. You don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why only roiv and mitzias? The roiv should be a halacha also. The same pasuk. Acharav Mahatus tells you if you have a machlekes. The original pasuk goes on a machlekes in the business. Acharav Mahatus. So. A machlekes in Tanoim whether you like tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov, we go basarayv. So we don't like tefillin Shabbos Yom Tov. And a machlekes in mitzias that we're not going to go basarayv. Also, you go basarayv in mitzias. You go basarayv in mitzias and in isurim, whatever the right is.
The double problem with the Rambam, though, is number one. And number two, even if I don't know, you have to go basarayv.
That's right.
Each one separately. So each one would be Meruba Parish and right item. It's not
the right. That's right. That's what he said. Why not go Basar right? Call the Parish Meruba Parish. That's right. That is right. Yeah. Okay, that's already. Let's get back to Meduma. So what's the din? What is the din, Midrabba? In our Torah, if you have a little bit of Chumba falls into Chad Betrei Pulin, so it becomes Batal Min HaTorah. It's only Midrabbanim. That's what the Gemara Nida Mem Zayin is Mucha. It's only a din Midrabbanim that doesn't become Batal Chad Betrei, that you need Meya. Yeah, 99 units against of Chulin against one unit of Heth is not enough. You have to have 100 units of Chulin or more against the one unit of Chulin. So what happens if you only have 99 units? I treat the whole thing as if it's all true. What happens if you're Zecher and you have Meya? If you have Meduma and you have Meya, 100 units of Chulin against the one unit of Truma. So then the din is that the Truma is bottled by Meya in such a case. But then still the Mishnah says, that's where we started last week, a little bit of a discussion. The din still is that Tzorech Lahari. Tzorech Lahari means I have now, let's say, 110 units of wine. One of the 110 units is Yain Shel Truma, and 109 units is Chulin. So the din is that it's bottled by Meya. I have over 100 units of Hester against the one unit of Truma's bottled by Meya. But there's a hitch. You're not allowed to drink a Zar. A non-Kohen is not allowed to drink any of the wine until Tzorech Lahari. Until he separates that amount. Let's say one cup of wine fell into 109 units of wine. Now I have 110 units. One cup worth is Truma, the other 109 cups are Chulin. So it becomes bottled, but he's not allowed to, the Tzar is not allowed to drink it until he pours out a cup full of wine, and he designates it, he has to give it away to the Kohen. So what kind of a din is that? Why is Tzorech Lahari?
Because it's
Gezel Shevet. So the Yerushalmi explains, because of Gezel Shevet. What do you mean Gezel Shevet? Because Truma is not only Anisa the Heter, Truma is a din, and it's Mom and Kohanim. The Truma belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. So that's the Moshe Lamad Davadayma. That was the Gemara's marshal on the end of the bait. So I have the five nickels in my hand, and someone drops a nickel, and now I have six nickels, and I know that one of them is not mine, but I can't indicate, I can't figure out, can't identify which is his nickel, which is mine. So you don't say, his nickel is buckled right, I can keep all the six nickels. I can keep all the six, but I have to give him back 5 cents. I owe him 5 cents. So here also, when the truma is already buckled, echad umeya, I have 109 units of chulin against the one cup of truma, so the truma is ready, bottle b'roi, bottle b'meya, but still, the mammon is shevet. The truma is shevet, mammon is shevet, belongs to the Kohanim. So the mammon is never bottle. So really, you should have made out a check. You should take out money from your pocket. You should be able to drink the whole bottle of wine, with the whole 110 cups of wine. And you should pay the Kohen a half a dollar, or a dollar, or $5, whatever the cup of wine was worth that fell in. And they got a check for that amount. So the Chachamim knew that there are a lot of people who are careful on Bein Adam Lamakims and not careful on Bein Adam Lachaveris. So if you're going to tell them that the Truma is bottled the Echod of Meyah, there's no Issa Truma, but there's an issue of Gezel HaShevet, you owe the Kohen, you have to give the Kohen $2 for the cup of wine, so they're going to forget about giving the $2. They're more worried about the Bein Adam Lamakim, about the Macholos HaSuris, than about the Bein Adam Lachaveris. So they declared as if all of the wine is straight, even though you have already Meyah. You have 100 units of Chulin against the one unit of Truma. They declared we should treat everything as if it's all Truma up until the time that Tzorech Lahari. Once you take out that cup full of wine, then you're allowed to drink the rest. And before you set it aside, you're not allowed to drink.
That's not the Truma, that one? Or you have to? Truma, it was just Truma and everything? I inspired you. You just went to
after you pour one cup out, pour one cup, so then we treat that, we make believe as if that's truma. The truma was bapu. But we act as if it's truma, so if this will fall into chulin, this will also the other chulin. Because we act, why do we act as if it's truma? Because we're not going to act as if it's truma. The guy's going to realize that it's only dini mamonis. Ah, dini mamonis, I'll pay him some other time. So they said, no, you're not allowed to eat any of the tarugas until you separate, and you're not allowed to eat the thing you separated either. We treat that as if it's truma, as if there was a rasha's truma over here.
Is there malchus? Is there malchus on that cup?
Yeah.
If Malchus the Raisa, for sure there isn't. Is there Malchus, Margus the Rabbanim? Probably also not. I don't know, probably also not. Even if he's going to drink them, what he pours out. So that, it's based on this Mishnah that the Rishonim point out that Rashi writes in one place, if Treifus falls into Kosher and it's Batal Beroi, Batal Beshishim sometimes, Batal Beroi, Batal Beshishim, that you have to separate the amount that fell in and then you can eat the rest. It's very difficult. So the Rashi Mishnah says, what do you mean you have to separate? That din, Sarach Laharim, is only a din by Truma because of Gebel HaShevet, because Mammon is not Bapu. It does not fight the Treifus. So that's a difficult Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi. So
there's Gezel HaShevet here. Shevet's still missing the money.
By the Truma?
Yeah.
By the Truma, you have to give that amount. You have to give that amount to the coin. So strictly speaking, would have been able to make out a check.
Not to pour it out. You don't pour it out.
So they made a din with the rabbanon. You have to take out from this. We treat it as if it's a tarub, as if the truma is not buckle. And when you pour out a cup of wine, we treat that as if that cup of wine is the truma.
Gezel HaShevet still is missing that.
No, so we have to give the cup of wine to the kohen.
You don't pour it out. What do you mean besides
pour it into a cup? Then you give that cup to a kohen. Yeah, you don't pour it out. You pour out a cup of wine into a cup, and then you give that cup to the kohen. He should drink it. And we treat that as if that's truma. We treat it as if this is a new hafrashas truma, as if that little bit that you poured out is not truma, and that'll lasser again. If that'll fall into chulin, that'll lasser again. So that's a din of meduma. The whole din of meduma is midirabbanim. That's the gemara nidah memzayin. In our Torah, meduma, the truma is bakul chad b'tray, and it's midirabbanim that it's not only not bakul b'shishim, you need meya, and then a din derabbanim on top of a din derabbanim that orla kle akerim. For some reason or another, this phrase says, "Mitoch shekafal isura, kafal al yosa." Since it's a double isa, not only is it also b'achil, it's also b'ano. So, Rabban Klarkem, you need masayim. Not enough is made. You need masayim. Why masayim? Yes. Why not 120? Why they start off? It should be meyer. Why is it only Rabban Klarkem? Why shouldn't it be chametz b'pesach? Why shouldn't it be basim b'cholok? Good to kashus. Good to kashus. In the old edition of the Torah Sabayis that my generation used. Now everybody gets to have new editions of Torah Sabbais. I never looked in a new edition. I imagine it's not there. And the old editions of Torah Sabbais, you have the whole Chelek Aleph Yerodeh is based on the Torah Sabbais of the Rashbam. So they have the Horus on the side from the Ra'or. They both learned by the Ramban. So every other page, the Ra'or disagrees with the Rashbam. Calls it Derek Abbais. He's fixing up the Torah Sabbais of the Rashbam. So there's one line in the Derek Abbais where he refers to a Gemara, and he says that Chometz B'Pesach is bottled Beresh. Sounds like Masayim. But it's probably a misprint. Probably a misprint. I don't know, you have to look in the new edition. They based it on manuscripts, they probably corrected it. It can't be. Can't be that it's bottled.
Huh? The Samach didn't fill in the ink.
Could be. Could be there should be a Samach, yeah. But in the old edition, it says bottled Beresh. Sounds like you need Masayim. Yeah, so why don't you say the same by Basu B'Cholov? It's also Asa B'Anah. How come no one says Basu B'Cholov needs Masai? Can't be. So some reason or another, it's only Orla Klaakir. Okay. Maybe there is a Pshat some other time. Okay.
Yeah. In Perek Gid Hanoshe, both Shiurim of Shishim and Meyah are both apparently Doraisa. They learned, both learned from Zeroa B'Sheila.
Right.
So why is sometimes the mayor considered as a rabbanan and sometimes a deraisa?
Rashi learns that gemara is a real din deraisa, and Tosis Taina is we pass to like Tosis against Rashi. Tosis Taina is it can't be a din deraisa. The Zerah B'Sheva is like this: when a nazir completes his nazirah, so he has to bring a shalmi nazir. See, the shalmi nazir is kachim kavim. So part of that shalmi nazir, the Zerah B'Sheva may only be eaten by the kohanim. And the rest of the Shalmei Nazir is eaten by the Yisrael. So the Torah requires you have to cook There's Rav Bishela of the Shalminoza together in the same pot with the rest of the Shalminoza. Usually you have a din name about the Nisa Lachatchila, whether it's a Nisa Deraisa, Nisa Derabon, or whatever. Usually we say, at least Mederabon, you're not allowed to cook treifas together with kosher. Here the halacha requires bedavki, you have to cook. The Zerah B'Sheva may not be eaten by a non-Kohen, can only be eaten by a Kohen. And the rest of the Shalmi Nazir is eaten by the Nazir, by whoever he invites to eat it, by any Israel. So here the halacha requires, you have to dafke cook the Zerah B'Sheva in the same pot. It's basically treif. For me, I'm not a Kohen, so it's a Macholos Asuras. You have to cook the Zerah B'Sheva in the same pot with the rest of the Kohen. So Tosfos says, but it's flesh and flesh, it's min b'mina. So min b'mina, min ha-Torah is bottled b'roif. You don't need shish and you don't need mayo. The Tosfos says, the whole Gemara is an asmachta. The whole Gemara is an asmachta. Rashi doesn't agree, because Rashi's opinion is that min b'mina is bottled b'roif, is only when it's yavish b'yavish. If you have a treif of salami, got mixed in with two kosher salamis, and can't identify which is which. So yavish b'yavish, min b'mina is bottled b'roif. But when you have lach b'lach, Rashi's opinion is that you need either shishim or meya min ha-Torah, even min b'mina. So even min b'mina, you need shishim. So when do you have a din of tam kiyikar? Tam kiyikar means if chazer shmaltz falls into a pot of vegetable soup, and when you eat the bowl of vegetable soup, you can taste the flavor of the chazer shmaltz it left an effect. So then it's a chidush din, I say tam kiyikar. And Rashi paskins that tam kiyikar is only mid the rabbanon, it's not min ha-Torah. The rabbin tam paskins tam kiyikar is min ha-Torah. What do you mean Rashi paskins tam kikas midirabban? Rashi holds faker that even min b'mina lach v'lach in each shishim amneya min ha-Torah. So what do you mean that Rashi holds that tam kikas was only the rabban? So the Rishonim explained, up until shishim amneya, even min b'mina, whenever it's lach v'lach, even in each shishim amneya, that's min ha-Torah. If it's past shishim or past meya, and it's min m'sheinim min, it's still nice and tam, that's when the topic begins to be discussed on tam kikas, after shishim. But if you don't have shishim, you don't have meya, that's the machlokes. Rashi holds that the shishim and the meya is a diminator. But we don't pass them like that, Rashi and Shulchan. We pass them like Tosfos. So we assume that whole drasha that the Gemara gave, that the Zerah B'Sheva either had the rest of the El Nazir, the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, either has shishim against, the Gemara explains what the shayla is, either has shishim against the Zerah B'Sheva, or it has meya against the Zerah B'Sheva. And therefore it's bottle. So that whole discussion is only an asmachta. Because you're really talking about min b'mina, you don't need shishim, you don't need meya, min ha-Torah, it's enough. It's bottle. Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that lach v'lach. You always need, even min b'mina, you need shishim, you need meya. And the discussion of tam kika begins after shishim. After you already have shishim.
Even less than shishim, if kvela are more than
shirotu. That's a wee paskin. If your nochri tastes it even less than shishim, and he doesn't taste the flavor. According to Rashi, it's not going to help. If a goy tastes it and he tells you it doesn't have the flavor of chazer shmaltz, that only helps pes shishim. If it's less than shishim, there's nothing to discuss even min b'mina, when it's not going to affect any change in the flavor. Still, Rashi says, whenever it's lach b'lach, you always need shishim and meyam and ha-Torah. Yeah. So that's meduma. Meduma is an udin. The truma, if they give the kohen 2% of the tvua, and the kohen grinds it, he makes flour out of it, and he makes bread, challah, a cake or cookies, he's not mechuyev to be mafresh challah on the whole thing. That's the whole thing is truma. And even if it's meduma, midirabbanan, I treat the whole thing as if it's all truma. So meduma is taught. I'm meduma is only midirabbanan. So the answer is, we're talking challah bezman hazeh, it's only midirabbanan. So that's why meduma patters. Then you have challah samaseres. The Mishnah, the last line of Mishnah Dalet, challah samaseres. Is potem and achala. What is chalas amaseres? So the Rash tells you, the Rash on page 5, chalas amaseres, he has the gizah with a samach, or the Mishnah said it with a shin, with a sin. Chalas amaseres is a discussion in the Gemara, machlech is becham and shlokish. Why is it potem and achala? The assumption is that in order to be chayiv and chala has to be called lechem, in order to be called lechem, you have to have an afia. So what's the definition of an afia? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you baked it bechama, that's not called afia. You have to, if a fellow lives in the Sahara Desert, and he puts the food, he puts raw eggs out into the sun, and the sun bakes down, makes hard-boiled eggs, makes cooked eggs. It's pretty hot. So he has raw dough, puts the dough in the sun, so often bechama maybe has a magnifying glass also. Okay, maybe he puts a magnifying glass. So if you do afiyah bechama, if it doesn't work, so you didn't do it afiyah. We're talking it did work. He baked something bechama. So alpidin, that's not called afiyah, so that's not called lechem. Rabbi Yechanan says, halol shason bechama, if you baked it in the chama. That's why it's potter. But if you baked it in the oven, the pasuk says in the Teichachet, V'ofu esen noshen lach machem etan erechot. The pasuk is giving a klolot that the people are going to run out of food. Eretzel is going to be under siege and they're going to run out of food. They won't have anything to eat. And 10 women will bake, each one have a brek ala food. They'll bake all the food in one time at one time. No one's going to have anything to eat anyway. They're going to be dying from starvation. So that's a klolot in the Teichachet. So the Gemara says, from the klolot you also learn out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, every pasuk in the Chumash, including the Teichachet, so you can learn out halachas from the Teichachet. So you learn from that, Ofu es anosh lach lachem etana rechol, it's only called lechem if it's ofu betana. If you didn't bake it in etana, it's not called lechem. So what does that mean? So the Shlokish says, literally you have to bake it in a tanur. Not only, let's say you need a dough, and you have a tight kneaded dough, and then you have a pot full of burning hot water on top of the fire, and I take this dough, the isa that I kneaded, and I put it into the pot of water, a pot of a frying pan with a lot of oil, let's say a deep fry, and it gets roi lachila, it gets cooked. So that, bein l'Rav Yechon and bein l'Reish Lakish, that they all agree, that's not called afir, that's called bishul. If you made the challah, if you made the bread that you want to eat, you made it roi l'achila, ayde bishul, ayde mashkin, then everybody agrees that it's not chayv and challah, that's called the bishul. We'll have to get to the details soon, we'll lean at it tonight. And the shayt l'machleis, abyechem ishlokish, is what if he puts the raw dough in a baking tin, and he puts instead of putting the baking tin in the oven, and the heat is trapped in, because he closed the front door, and everything is sealed in, the heat doesn't escape. I put the baking tin on top of the oven, it's going to have to bake, it's going to have to cook longer. And there is no reitim, there is no mashkim over there. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that if there's no mashkim, that's the same as afiyah b'tanur. As the dafka via tanur inside, closed all over. If you bake it on top of the baking tin, is on top of the stove, on top of the burner, it'll take longer because most of the heat is going to disappear, it's going to go sideways. But so it'll take longer, it'll cost you more for the fuel to bake it. But it's also called afiyah. It's also called an afiyah, and it's called lechem. Ofu'es and noshem lachmachem et tanur echod. That's called lechem ofu betanur. That's also the same as a tanur, if there's no mashkin. And Rish Lakish disagreed. Rish Lakish says, no, that's called maisa ilfis. Ilfis is the pot that you put on top of the fire. So, and you didn't put it in the oven. So if it's ayidei mashkin, if you have oil there or water, ayidei mashkim, they all agree that's bishul, so that's not called lechem. But if you have no mashkim, it's all dry, so Rabbi Yechanan holds, maisa ilfis, chayav mechalav, that is called lechem. Rish Lakish disagrees. Then the Gemara says, there's a case that Rish Lakish will be murdered to Rabbi Yechanan, if he's siach of the sof hidbik. Let's say he has the baking tin on top of the fire, he has no oven, he has no inside of any oven, he just has a burner on top of the stove. And he puts the baking tin on top of the fire, and he didn't put the food, he didn't put the raw dough into the baking tin yet. He leaves the baking tin in there for a couple of minutes till it gets burning hot, and then he puts the raw dough on top. So if here it's siach, with the besof hidbik, first he met it burning hot, and then he puts the raw dough on top of it, then even Rish Lakish will agree that that's dino titanur. So in other words, bein Rabbi Yechanan and bein Rish Lakish, you don't take that pasuk literally. Only lechem offer b'tanur. Rish Lakish agrees. Sometimes you can bake it on top of the stove, and it will be chay v'chalach. And Rabbi Yechanan says sometimes bake it on top of the stove, and sometimes it is chay, sometimes not chay. Rabbi Yechanan says it all depends whether it has mashkim or not. If you have mashkim, then it's called bishul. If you have no mashkim, then it's called afir. And Rish Lakish says no. It depends if hirtziach will be sof hidbik or hidbik will be sof hirtziach. Did he make the baking tin burning hot before he put the dough on, then it's the same as baking in a tanur.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.